الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Reasons behind enemies targeting Islam is the political rules of Islam. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini's Hosseiniyye. Today, the IRGC is the largest counter-terrorism organization in all the world. It is a well-equipped military organization. It is an efficient, independent organization that is capable of doing things that many of the world's greatest armies are incapable of doing. So this was about the growth and expansion of the IRGC. Another point is related to the IRGC's performance. This is also an appealing, multifaceted phenomenon. First of all, one of the most important things that the IRGC has done from day one and is continuing up until today is that it deals with this crisis created by the enemy. This is very important. Let me tell you about a historical event. A short time, about 1 month before the history of revolution, in the early days of January 1979, to be exact, the head of four countries, the United States, England, France, and Germany, conducted a conference, or in their own words, a gathering on a French island called Guadeloupe, which later became known as a Guadeloupe Conference.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The topic of discussion in this conference was the revolution. Iran's revolution, the Islamic revolution. They gathered together there to talk about what they should do in response to this revolution. They could see that the revolution was about to become victorious. They came to the conclusion that was impossible to save Pahlavi puppet regime. That was the first conclusion that was drawn in the Guadeloupe conference. They said that it's impossible. We can't do it. The second outcome was that they comforted themselves by saying that, yes, this revolution will be victorious, but it will face crises and none of the governments that come to power after the revolution will be able to overcome those crises. This is what was stated in the published documents from this conference. They came to this conclusion. This is the amount that was set from this conference. They said that any government that comes to office after revolution will collapse because of the crisis and it will not be able to continue.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.